The next item on our agenda is item S. It is an action item for judicial branch planning. It's a proposal to readopt the strategic plan for California's judicial branch for fiscal years 6 through 12. And the presenters are Justice Hull, Justice Miller, Judge So, and Judge Rubin, and Judge Herman.
Thank you, Chief. And they graciously volunteered me to take the lead, so I will take the lead on this particular item. We are requesting that the Council readopt the strategic plan, Justice in Focus, the strategic plan for California's judicial branch from the years 2006-2012 and extend it to the year 2016 until another strategic plan can be developed following the work and conclusions of the Chief Justice's Commission on the Future of California's Court System. So just to review for a moment the goals that were set in the strategic plan. There were six of them from the 2006-2012 strategic plan. They were goal one, access, fairness, diversity. Goal two, independence and accountability. Goal three, modernization of management and administration. Goal four, quality of justice and service to the public. Goal five, education for branch-wide professional excellence. Goal six, branch-wide infrastructure for service excellence. And we would like to amend that strategic plan and add a seventh goal, which is adequate, stable, and predictable funding for a fully functioning branch. In some sense, we recognize that adequate, stable, and predictable funding really is a part of each of the above six goals. But we strongly believe, based upon the significant reductions over the last number of years, the information that we have heard today and over the last number of years of the impact on the trial courts with regards to the budget reductions, that we need to add in this interim period an additional broad goal with regards to funding our court, that we should continue our advocacy for access to justice, that we should continue our advocacy for an adequate funding base, for fund balances, and for comprehensive solutions and alternative funding mechanisms and revenue generation strategies, and that, again, that should be part of our strategic plan in the interim before we receive the report from the Future of the Courts Commission. I just wanted to say a little bit about, it's in your material, most of you are probably very familiar with the 2006-2012 strategic plan, but it was based on a survey that was conducted. I think probably all of you have it sitting in your chambers. It was in 2005. It's entitled Trust and Confidence in the California Courts, Phase 2, Public Court Users and Judicial Branch Members Talk About the California Courts. You've probably read it. You may have been involved in its creation. It's something that I've used over the years in speeches to community groups about the trust and confidence in the courts and its necessity and how it relates to our independence. In that process, there were nearly 3,200 individuals who were interviewed or participated. It included judges, attorneys, community leaders, trial court staff, members of the bar, and other justice partners. So, our recommendation is that we need to continue to have a strategic plan. Ours expired in 2012. And in this time period, we've struggled because of the decrease in the funding that has occurred for the branch. But the court system has continued, our activities have continued, and we need to have an appropriate plan that guides us during these next two-year periods, both with regards to the goals and the funding that is necessary to accomplish those. In some sense, over these last 2 years, our strategic plan has been based upon the reductions in how we have dealt with that and the implementation of the directives from the Strategic Evaluation Committee. In essence, that has been our strategic de facto plan. However, now with the recent appointment of the Commission on the Future of the Court, California Courts System, and their developing of a roadmap over the next decade and beyond that it will impact, we now believe that it is necessary to have a bridge between the strategic plan from 2006 to 2012 till they accomplish their in-depth work and report back to us with regards to the future of the courts. So as we looked at it, we thought there were a number of alternatives. One, to adopt the 2006-2012 strategic plan, adding the budgetary aspect. We could just let it lapse without there being any plan, but that's not the effective way to run an organization. Or we could attempt to develop a current strategic plan. And we gave that a great deal of thought. However, we felt that, again, in this time of severe budget restrictions, it would be based, in essence, on our budgetary needs at this particular time. It would not include all of the work that will be done by the Futures Commission in developing recommendations with regards to the future of the Corps. So we felt the best option was to adopt those goals and strategic plan, which has served us well over the last 6 years from 2006 to 2012, add a new aspect with regards to the budget, extend it to 2016, and then at that time, again, have a full force mechanism to develop a strategic plan utilizing the Commission's recommendations and then also using technology to make sure that we interface with all of our partners, all of our judges, all of our staff, the public, in whatever way we can so we create an effective strategic plan to take us into the next 6 years after 2016. So our recommendation is to adopt the six goals from the 2006-12 strategic plan, adding an additional seventh goal with regards to adequate, stable, and predictable funding for a fully functioning branch. That's our recommendation.
Thank you, Justice Miller. Any questions, comments? Yes, Mary Beth Todd.
I fully support the recommendation to continue the strategic plan that's currently in place, and I look forward to the Futures Commission and what they come up with as we work to develop a strategic plan going into the future. And perhaps I'm going to be a little technical here. The additional goal, I had a little trouble when I first read it because the goal appears to be a means to an end, and the end are goals 1 through 6. And the adequate and stable funding is a means to achieve those goals. And I even think within those goals, we have objectives that include adequate and stable funding. It just seems a little out of place to have that as its own separate goal, given that our goal should map to our core values and our mission. And honestly, our mission shouldn't be adequate and stable funding. Our mission is to provide access to justice. And adequate and stable funding is essential in achieving our mission and maintaining our core values. And I just worry that, the last several years, our fight for adequate and stable funding has kind of taken first place. The appearance is it's behind what our core mission is, which is access to justice. And I'm concerned that we give it too much prominence here and that we need to stay firm with what our vision is and what our values are, and that we keep this as objectives to each of those other six goals. That is an objective, but not a goal in and of itself, not for our body. I think if in some organizations where fundraising is possibly one of your main activities, it's appropriate. But I just wanted to make that comment.
If there are no further comments or suggestions.
Move approval.
Thank you, Judge. So moves approval.
Second.
Second by Judge Nadler and Judge Herman. Any further discussion? All in favor of adoption A and B in your materials as described, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The adoption of those recommendations passes. Thank you.